Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. Well, it's official. Washington's NFL team is shedding the Redskins' name effective immediately. The move Monday comes less than 2 weeks after owner Dan Snyder launched a review amid pressure from sponsors to make a change. FedEx, Nike, Pepsi, and Bank of America all lined up against the name, which was given to the franchise in 1933 when the team was still based in Boston. A new name must still be selected, and it's unclear how soon that will happen. Native American experts and advocates have long protested the name they call a dictionary-defined racial slur. Meantime, the Atlanta Braves say they have no intention of following Washington's footsteps. The Tomahawk Chop chant, used by Braves fans, however, is under review. It's about 2 weeks until the start of NFL training camps, and the league says it has come up with face shields for players' helmets during the coronavirus pandemic. The shield was designed by Oakley, which already makes visors for players. The union's medical director had suggested players wear face masks to help prevent the spread of COVID-19, but players shut down that idea. Meantime, as the NHL kicked off training camps yesterday, it also announced that 43 players tested positive for COVID-19 from June 8th through the end of the league's optional workouts. Of that number, the NHL says 30 tested positive at team facilities. All players who tested positive have self-isolated. In the WNBA, Elena Deladon's request to be medically excused from this season has been denied. Deladon has battled Lyme disease since 2008 and worries that could put her at an increased risk for COVID-19. In a statement Monday, she says an independent panel of doctors agreed upon by the league and union determined she was not high risk, as Lyme disease is not included on the CDC's list of underlying conditions for COVID-19. If she had been excused, Deladon would have earned her entire salary for the season. Now, if she backs out, the Mystics don't have to pay her. And lastly, Union College in Schenectady says it will not have intercollegiate sports this fall. The private college says the decision comes after careful consideration. Union says plans for the winter and spring athletic seasons will be announced by September 15th. The college will hold some in-person classes this fall. I'm Jesse King.